tracks that we love playing here on Phoenix FM. And talking about tracks we're playing on Phoenix FM, Jobie Fox, our guest, Belfast-born veteran songwriter, musician, humanitarian and storyteller. Welcome to our Essex studio.
Hello there, Joe, and it's great to be here.
Oh, seriously, so nice to have you here.
It's a bit of a homecoming.
Yeah, it feels like I've known you for years.
Exactly, you keep saying that and it sort of feels that way already.
Yeah, even our Patrick Sherwin, if you tune in between 1 and 3 on a Friday, he's come in as well to see you today, Jobie, as well. So,
fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, so listen, you've just literally a flying visit. You came over and did a couple of gigs, didn't you, in London? So how did they go?
Went great. Sunday I was up in a place called Cobblestone Church in Peckham. And I was just saying to Patrick here that, you know, it was nice to see that community that came out and lovely acoustics, 3:30 in the afternoon, you know, easy going and me stripped down to an acoustic guitar. I'm kind of used to having the band around me, you know, and, you know, but it was comfortable and it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it and so did the audience, thank God.
I think especially with the album that you've just brought out as well, I think it's perfect for just you to have laid back and bare. How you can hear it in your head with your band on the album and then it's just you and the guitar. It's a really personal moment for people in the audience as well.
Yeah, it's a bit frightening, you know, it's a bit frightening too, you know what I mean? It's like, you really have to recognise that there's nowhere to go, you know what I mean? It's just you, your guitar, and, you know, the songs, they have to stand up. Yeah. They have to stand up, and as a songwriter, and any kind of artist, I think, you just have to consistently challenge yourself to you know, new challenges and break out in new frontiers.
Yeah.
And I've done that with this and I'm becoming ever more comfortable with it all.
Yeah.
And it feels good, you know, because I toured with a band called Energy Orchard in the late 80s. We were signed to MCA Records, living in London, touring and America, Europe and all of that. And you know, it was just chaos at times, you know, and I wouldn't, my stomach was in knots at times, you know, I was a younger person, but, you know, you were worried about the rest of the band even going to make it to the gig.
Yeah, especially the drummer never turns up.
Exactly. You don't want me to start talking about drummers, you know, but, you know, no, we weren't that bad with a tour manager and all. It was well organised. But I remember we left half the band in Heathrow and the plane took off with the other half of the band. And, you know, thank God we had a day in between.
Goodness.
You know, a day lag and then we worked it all out again. You know, we got back together again. But, you know, so being on my own and, you know, just travelling light like that.
Yeah.
It's I love it.
Yeah.
I'm really, really loving it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I get to tap into something kind of special, if you know what I mean.
So, talking of that, let's hear one of your songs. Which one are you going to play first?
I'm going to sing a song called I Love You. And it's the song for my partner, Sophie. And when we first met, she wasn't interested. And, well, the rest you can work out for yourself.
Okay.
Well, here I am in the morning of a day to come. Something to tell you in the morning sun. Sure, I can't go on with this court no more. Won't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. said what I said, now I'll say it no more. Once in a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away.
I did everything in my power as well not to harmonise along with you and ruin it.
No, you're always welcome.
No, that was, that is actually my favourite song from the album as well.
That's a
beautiful one. I think a lot of people actually can resonate with the lyrics of that as well.
This is it, you know, and I think all writers should write a song called I Love You, you know.
Yeah. I think I've got one.
But I joke with the audience and I always say, look, I've written this song called I Love You, and I've patented the three words, and don't even think that you can rearrange the words, but I will always get a copyright on it, you know.
I love that. I wonder how many people do believe that one. Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, do you know what, I just want to hear more of your songs. Are you okay to play another one?
Yes,
there for
absolutely,
us
absolutely
brilliant stuff.
I just have to get this this string here
but so is it going to be another one from the new album, Once Was a Hawk, Now I'm a Dove?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to stick with, there's that came off the album, and there's a song here I've got. It's pretty laid back. I'm going to keep it laid back today, you know. I've got a song actually called Brexit Blues. That's a bit funny, like, but maybe you guys don't want to remember Brexit, you know.
No.
We've moved on from that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one's called funny name, but it's a.
Have you painted it that as well?
What's it? Brexit Blues, huh? No, there's quite a few of them out there. Funny enough, I recognised it. This one's called Insane Asylum. Bit of a mad song, but here it goes, isn't it? Talking for days, talking for miles. Looking for truth in one of your smiles. My love is gone to the insane asylum. What I believe in
somehow. Been walking the roads, traveling the highways, doing it all, doing it my way.
A short version of it. One of the things slipped there, but yeah, that's one of my tunes there. It's called You'll Not Get That on the Album. You'll have to go search for that one. It'll be on Spotify. It's on the first album,
yeah,
which was called The End of the War.
Well, yeah, well, it's jobyfox.com as well, if anyone...
thank you.
Why wouldn't you want to go and visit that one? So, listen, we've already played a couple from the album. You're going to play another one, Joby, for us as well, because, you know, you've travelled a long way to see us, and we are fans here as well at Phoenix FM. You know, there's had a lot of buzz around your music, and we're all gutted you didn't get to play in Essex, and you'll have to do that next time, to be fair, because you're on the A-list as well for... I Love You, the song that you've
very
patented.
Much obliged. Thank you very much.
Patented, so
I really appreciate it. It's a bit of it's a thrill, you know, and that, you know, that's the kind of support independent artists need, you know. Mm. And with a label called Dimple Discs, and they're great. They've been very supportive.
Mm.
I done, for example, I played in the Green Note last night up in Camden Town, and it was great. Good vibe there.
Mm.
So. Do you know what?
Go on.
I'm gonna do this Backstreet Blues one for a
laugh.
I know you don't want to hear about it, but let's see now. What have I got here?
You can tell this is all live as well. It's all going on in the studio. Yeah. The thing is, he's got about five different harmonicas as well that he has to try and fit in. I think two have already fallen on the floor, so it feels like a proper gig now. Yeah.
You need a. I hope you all have a sense of humour. That's all I can say. There's no swear words. No swear words or anything like that there. But so this song, very quickly, I wrote this song in 12 hours. I was actually paid a bit of money to write this song. It was part of a conference in Belfast. And, you know, you've got the kind of Protestant Catholic thing over there. Well, this was a real get-together of everybody. And they said, Joby Fox, write a song about Brexit. And I says, right, here we go. You've got 12 hours. So this is what came out. Troubles, so get your coat and shovel. We'll bury Brexit on the border tonight. The party's swinging back to the beginning to give the people such a terrible fright. Oh, we're all going the one way, but everybody wants to have the say. Oh, just let's face it, we gotta live in peace and love someday. Oh, we're living on a rock, we just can't stop. Chase the Brexit blues away. Stock up your groceries, your meat, your veg, your poultry, 'cause nothing here is gonna be the same. The chlorine's waiting just to piss the pig. You know it's coming to you anyway. Oh, we don't know where we're going, 'cause we haven't been there before. Oh, it's a cultural revolution. A Mancy tongue is knocking on your door. Oh, we're living on a rock, we just can't stop to chase the Brexit blues away. Everybody's on that misty trip. Oh, just let's face it, Everybody's just talking. Oh, living on a rock. We just can't stop to chase the Brexit blues away. And the Brexit blues, the Brexit blues.
Hey, cheers, Jovan.
Sorry to, subject you all to that.
That's good fun. Listen, we're just going to take a quick break and we'll be straight back with Joby Fox here on Phoenix FM. Okay, so we're back here on Phoenix FM with our guest today, Joby Fox, who is doing a live drive session. I love that rhymes as well. Joby, are you feeling all right still?
I'm dead on. I'm getting in it.
We've had a bit of a laugh as well, to be fair.
Not half.
Yeah. So we're not feeling blue at all here. Yes.
Not.
No, listen, but Joby, listen, your album, Once Was a Hawk, Now I'm a Dove, was released, only about 6-7 weeks ago. How's it all going now?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. You know what I mean? I've been thrown out of my house. It's been, the car's gone. It's been, taken away. And it's going fine. It's going fine. It's, I'll do my 6 months in jail, for not paying my tax, and then it'll be okay after that. Like, all joking aside, it's going okay. It's a lifestyle thing for me too, sure. And we got the hard copy of the album out. So if anybody needs to go there and see what they think, they can have it in digital format or they can have it in hard copy. So for me, the fun part of it is actually getting out. And playing.
Nothing
and
bad.
Getting in front of an audience. And it's always been that way, baby. Recording and everything, it's good, it's interesting, it's fun sometimes. Most of the times. But you can't beat just getting out in front of an audience. That's it. And for me, it's a lifestyle thing. And it's just making it work financially. And it's kind of going that way. It's kind of going that way.
It's
starting
working.
To kind of look after itself a bit. And I'm, eternally grateful.
It's great to hear because there's so many independent artists. Mm-hmm. Now, what decade they're from, it's really, really tough out there. It's really a tough time for everybody. But I think that's what builds the community as well, because people listen to your music, they resonate with it, they then love you, fall in love with you, and come along, and then they see you play. And that's what I was saying earlier. Sometimes just with a guitar and just yourself and the acoustics around you means more, I think, to a lot of the fans as well. So it must have been lovely for you after being in the studio and then, being in Denmark, then coming over to London and seeing people actually there to watch you was emotional, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about, and it helps me build confidence too. And I've been doing it for a long time, but you still have to just keep doing it. And if there's any lulls in between, I'm probably a bit neurotic in that department. If there's any kind of couple of months I'm not playing, I'm going, I'm losing them here. I've got to get out there. I got to play, So, I like to just get out and play and keep my chops up and really feel that, I'm living that life, if you know what I mean. So, it's such a tough old game to be at. Someone said it's an overcrowded subculture, the singer-songwriter, And especially in Ireland, for God's sake, everybody's singing, and playing guitar, And in Ireland, you get paid. I don't drink. Yeah. You come
get
play
paid in pints,
a couple
right?
of pints, you know what I mean? You're going, God almighty.
Maybe I need to move, but that's a different conversation. Joby, we need another song from you. Patrick asked for a special song for you. It's one of our favourites here on Phoenix FM.
Well, thank you, and it was thank you for having me, folks. So, this song here, I wrote this song when I was working down in Lesvos, doing search and rescue and picking people out of the water, and it was pretty grim. And then I came back to the woman I love, and I wrote the song. So. For that's all I had to do. Falling into your arms, that's all I had to do. When the dream was broken, your love stayed true. Standing alone with no one else but you. Falling into your arms, that's all I had to do.
Is a special song because you were saying about, you know, pulling people out of the water. You co-founded an organisation, didn't you, Refugee Rescue, and so that song means more when you find out the history behind it as well, how it came about.
It's a funny thing about a song, really. You can build kind of moments, monuments, and moments, you know, into that song, you know, and are in the songs, and you know, periods of your life, and. That's one of those songs that brings me back. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there you go.
Amazing stuff.
Well, thank you.
Joby, we've got about 4 minutes together now, so we can talk for the rest, or would you like to play another song?
You know, it's what? I'd to like you. To just talk and tell.
Yes. Let's go for this. Because, like, you've had the album out, it's going really well.
Getting back into it again, you know, as I say, you know, I lived here for a long time. And signed the MCA Records, you know, and having a great old time of it, you know. But I had the rare family. Mm. But I never stopped the music. The music was always there, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, just sort of, you know, just curbed my enthusiasm a wee bit, you know.
Sure.
But all my children are all growing up now. And, you know, I'm back to romancing with myself again, you know what I mean? Some people might call it an ego trip. I call it a romancing with myself, you know.
Yeah.
And just getting out there, as I say, and having a go again, and being back in London is fun. It's very different from where I live in Denmark. You know, Denmark's just so serene, so quiet. I was petrified when I think I mentioned the last interview. I was petrified when I first went there to listen to my own inner self, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went through all that and I came out the other end feeling great. And you couldn't drag me away from Denmark now. I'm, you know, so I'm really lucky and that I can have the best of both worlds and, you know, nip into somewhere like London.
Sure.
You know, and I go over to New York, I go to different places there. I've travelled to the Middle East, Hong Kong.
Mm.
And artists are like that. They're able to,
Yeah.
They're able to slip in there, you know, and move around the social strata, you know what I mean? With presidents and paupers, you know,
yeah.
kings and paupers, you know, and that's the bit that I really love doing too, you know, so.
Yeah, and it's a point, you have got fans all over. We had Nella from Portland in Maine listening in as well. Yeah, and...
Hello, Nella.
Yeah, so, and love from Portrush originally. So, yeah, so it's amazing how people kind of hear... where people are listening, say we get listeners from all over as well, like expats as we call them as well.
That's right.
Listening into the station.
I've always got the utmost respect for radio, you know, in that sense, you know, and it just sort of builds, doesn't it? And people, I'm acutely aware, even as I'm speaking at this moment, that there are lots of people listening, and God knows where they're sitting in traffic, or they're sitting at home doing the dishes, whatever, and you know. You know, there might be some strange connection. Sometimes my phone goes afterwards and says, "Oh, I heard you. Where are you?" and all. And that can be a bit stressful, actually, because people start saying, "Call around and see me," you know, and you're going, "Oh, God, I can't really do that," you know. That can get a bit stressful, I have to admit, you know, things.
Yeah. But connections and community, that's what the station's about, essentially, as well. So, like, they're reaching out to you, you being on the A list, already being interviewed. Are Patrick saying to me, "Have you heard Joby Fox?" And this is how all this kind of happened, you know, it's all kind of.
It's brilliant.
It's a wonderful thing. And I feel like I've known you for years. So,
yes.
Yeah.
But we're musicians, you're a musician also. So, it's that connection, you know, and. You know, and quite frankly, over the years, you know, I've just had to learn to sort of relax and be in the moment and just, you know, be with people, be with myself, first of all.
Yeah.
And then be with people and sort of, I don't know, something comes with age. You get more relaxed, you get more open, and we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time, not a long time, you know what I mean?
Yes, and you're certainly making the most of it, Joby. Listen, we've got about 30 seconds left, so if you want to catch up, why wouldn't you, with Joby Fox, jobyfox.com. Listen, thank you so much for coming along.
No, really, it's
next time you're taking the flight over, you've got to, because we all want to get the coach to the Essex gig, you see.
Yeah.
So you've got to get one in Essex and
why not,
get the Phoenix FM folks down. But thank you so much again, Joby,
thank
for
you.
This. It's been an absolute joy speaking
folks.
To you. And listening to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, coming up now, we've got the news, and we'll see you the other side.